from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Let's get some headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Kia. From over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to a Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Last night, Monday Night Football, 49ers handled the Jets 32-19.
Hey. My Monday was a little better.
I knew it.
Vlad, I had a rough one this weekend.
You know what? It's cool. I thought about it while I was working on some of the editing. I was like, oh, you know what? Leroy had a terrible Saturday and Sunday. So you know
terrible
what?
Saturday.
You know what? You know that Monday seeing the Jets. All right, I give it to him.
He needed something.
I needed something.
When you traveling and see your teams get your ass kicked. That's a bad weekend.
It wasn't listen, it wasn't even close. Neither one of them.
Pretty wild. It was something there, man.
Hey, Leroy, me and my friends were talking. Is it time to stick a fork in Deshaun?
Oh, listen, he wants to.
Because we did a funeral procession for Russell Wilson last year, and we kind of wanted to do another one for Deshaun. Because it's been 3 years. Like, it's no more excuses anymore.
Dude, I watch games, and I'm usually pretty calm about what I'm seeing because, sometimes something you do in the first quarter has a bigger, picture thing or an adjustment that's coming, and you're just setting the team up. One of the things that I would say I just can't stomach is all the 3- and 4- and 5-yard passes that he's throwing. I don't know why, but I'm like, this is ridiculous.
They used to sling that thing.
Right. So I don't know why that is. I don't know what the situation is, but I do know that they can't win like that.
It's not looking great, dude. Hey, let me ask you this, all right? You don't have to say names, but around the Browns, what's the vibe with them? Like, is everybody kind of eye-rolling? Is it cringy? Is it hopeful? Like, the people who you know and trust around there, just like, is it like a, is it an exo? Well, and
no, it's
or is it, or is it like rats off a ship?
I am probably one of the last.
Oh, so most people are rats.
Right. Right.
They got their snorkels on?
Right.
Wow.
I you know, I am, again, I tell you this all the time. Based on my career, I had people extremely patient with me.
Mm-hmm.
That only took a year, but still. And so I try to, when it comes to players, and this is all players, you've seen me do this.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a little more patient than most. But the thing that I can't be patient with is if you get paid a bunch of money, then that means you have a skill set that separates you from a lot of other individuals that can do that thing.
Yeah.
Wow. And what I'm watching now, and it don't help nothing now that Baker is balling.
That doesn't
and,
help.
And in fact, they got rid of him and he had an arm injury.
Yep.
And he tried to play through it.
Yep.
But the fact that I could have, like, because right now, people might not like this, but Jameis Winston will at least take chances and throw the ball down the field.
And gives a great speech.
He may throw it to the other team, but I think people would be okay with that. Here, do you understand how excited people got? Joe Flacco slinging it all over the field?
Oh, yeah.
He had 13 touchdowns and 8 picks, which is average.
But it's fun. Old man.
It's fun. Jameis Winston's the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
You know what's interesting? You know, you had all these Dinkin Duckers all over the place. And nobody's really spent this weekend thanking Tua.
Oh, you going know, deep?
No, thanking Tua for saving football. Because really.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? The guy.
He's the last of a dying breed that everybody told me was a check down Charlie. And really, I look around the statistics. And yes. And everybody else looks like
23 of 40 for 160 yards.
Like was last night Aaron Rodgers' way of honoring Joe Namath by putting up a 1970s stat line? Like all I see around the league is 140 yards passing, 150 yards passing, and really the only person saving your fantasy teams and saving your Sundays is Tua Tagovailoa.
Okay, let's relax because I saw 8 negative plays by the Miami Dolphins offense as well.
Hey. But the chunks were there. Could you imagine if they didn't have the negative plays?
Devon Achane's running line, that wasn't pretty good. Because I saw you throw 30 yards to Jalen Waddle, and then the next 3 plays were all negative.
What is this, 1970s? What are you, Zonk? Nobody came here for run game. We came here to see bombs.
Hey, don't knock Zonk, okay? But I love Zonk.
I love Zonk. Zonk's a great tweeter. But I'm just saying, we all came. I thought we were in a day and age. We wanted to see people sling that football down the field. Nobody does it anymore except for Tua. You guys told me he couldn't do it.
330 is pretty impressive.
Can I'll also say that we kind of talked about this yesterday, Vlad, is that Mike McDaniel wants to run the ball outside and stretch defense so much. And that was the wrong team to do it against. Because all of their pass rushers, the first thing they do is get up the field. So you're asking for it. You're asking for trouble. If you don't get outside those guys, they get upfield quick. And so that's what it looked like. And that's why when Jeff Wilson came in the second half and they start running more of a inside, it looked a little bit different.
But look at these guys. Look at these so-called great quarterbacks, you know, that are out here. You know, Dak Prescott, 179, highest paid quarterback in the league. Deshaun Watson, most guaranteed money, 169. Aaron Rodgers, the GOAT, 167. Joe Burrow, 164. Trevor Lawrence, paid more than Tua, 162.
You know what I mean?
Kirk Cousins, all he did was used to put up stats. Empty stats, Kirk Cousins gave you 155. Justin Herbert, More passing yards than any rookie quarterback ever. 144. If it wasn't for Tua, we would be in the football stone ages, dude. That's the facts about it. You're welcome.
Or Javon Holland making that fumble because
team game. I'm just talking strictly quarterback. You're changing the arguments. I'm talking quarterbacking. Changing the game.
I can say that. He can't.
I can say that.
Because you always point the individuals good.
This is
bad.
A quarterback conversation, Tua is saving football.
How about this? Hmm? You know that thing, Aaron Rodgers is old as hell.
Yeah.
And Father Time is undefeated.
That's right.
But I didn't talk about Aaron Rodgers like most people would. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, you're supposed to get us over that hump. No. I put the issues where they were.
Oh, now that's on the defense. That loss is on the defense.
And listen, we just watched some plays with that O-line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just do this.
For week one? Shaky. Yeah, it was week one.
I did see some guy have
you
to.
You know, 40-olds can't get hit a whole lot.
I did see a
right?
Jets tackle put Nick Bosa in a literal rear naked choke to try and keep him off. Wasn't called, by the way.
Got away with it.
Cat for Life says, Tobin, you're laying it on way too thick. This is how the football gods punish a team.
Yes.
I just want to say something. Hey. See, this is why you guys aren't grown-ups. I'm talking two different things here. I'm not saying he's the best. I'm not saying he's number one in the league. I'm not saying they're the best team. All I'm saying is, as far as entertaining football is concerned, you're welcome for Tua Tagovailoa giving you some explosive plays quarterbacks suck.
Hold on.
All of them are putting up a boring product. I'm not here to say he's the best. I'm not here to say what's what. All I'm saying is, look at the rest of the league, and the only guy who has given you explosion all over the place.
Did he really?
When they said he was a dink and dunk, they called him old Dink and Dunkin' Donuts. That's what they called Tua. And how is he? He's out here throwing bomb skis to Tyreek Hill. It's the best thing in the sport, and you're welcome for it.
The game was wasn't that game supposed to be over? Wasn't it supposed to be a shootout? That's what everybody.
That's on Trevor Lawrence. He can't shoot it. They got shut out in the second half. Blame old Goldilocks. Great throw by him to Thomas, though. That was a good throw. Yeah, that's all he had, though.
Those two throws to Thomas are pretty good.
Ooh. Is that a ghost?
2 days.
Yeah.
That Thursday catch up to you quick.
We'll hear.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A little bit from Mike McDaniel coming on up. Tua, thank you for saving football.
It's our number Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Pizza.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
They're not open yet.
Oh, they make some pretty good pizza.
Nah, I get
the jerk wings.
No, no, I get for the same price. I get two pizzas from
Papa John's.
Anywhere.
When do we get some codes back, dude? We need that.
That's what I was. That's basically what I was saying. I was like, Dolphins don't have codes.
I don't think they do have codes.
Man, y'all remember the Pizza Hut restaurants?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Where you used to sit at that little table and play the video game that was on the table?
Yeah. I don't think Little Caesars has codes, but Little Caesars is so much cheaper than the other pizza.
You know why?
It's not that. It's not. My son loves it, though.
You get what you... Yeah, because it has all the essentials. Cheese and bread.
He loves the Detroit style. The squares. He's all about it. He loves it.
You have a little tyrant now. He is...
It's that age. It's fun. Yeah, we're getting ready for Thursday night football. Mike McDaniel, speaking to the media yesterday, he was asked about the Tyreek Hill and Calais Campbell, just kind of mulling on it after a day. This was before the footage came out. And thank you, Schmeathen, who says Tobin's built like a Detroit-style pizza.
Wait, what is... No, he would be built like a deep dish.
You know, I never had a deep dish up until I went to Indianapolis, and it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It like deep dish is like because there used to be a restaurant called Uno's.
Yeah,
and that's all they did was deep dish, and they used to be like everybody thought they were taking over.
I think this is what the hell was the name of it? It was began with a G. It was kind of numb.
Sometimes it's too much bread though.
It is a lot of bread. Right? I couldn't eat the whole thing. I was like, oof.
And that's the thing. Like deep dish is a lot of bread. Sometimes I like thin crust because I like the stuff. But I don't necessarily like the bread, and I don't eat crust.
What?
I don't eat crust.
All right, I'm moving on.
Wait,
What are you, a child? You don't eat crust?
No, I don't eat crust.
Do you cut it off your sandwich too?
No. I love crust.
I love crust.
Who doesn't love the crust?
I want to eat pizza. I don't want crust. I don't want to fill up on bread.
You know what crust is like? It's like the garlic roll to a good meal for me.
You know what the crust is for me? It is the tool in which I get the food to my mouth.
Mm.
Like a spoon. I use the crust like a spoon. Grab the crust, boom. Right?
Wild.
Giordano.
Yes, that's where I went.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
Is it tasty?
It was really good. It was really good. It was one of the lone bright spots of going to Indianapolis.
Is crust not a part of the pizza?
Strange.
Women don't eat crust.
I don't know if that's the case, but I like the crust.
No, my daughter, she wants the stuffed crust. But you're limited to what size pizza you can get.
Yeah, you have to get a large
crust. Yeah.
Yep. That's how they get you. Anyway, here was Mike McDaniel. He was asked about the Tyreek Hill. This was before the body cam footage came out, but he was very upset and not happy with what happened to his players. Here was Mike McDaniel yesterday to the media.
No, I mean, The time since yesterday to now, I think for me personally, it's been hard for me not to find myself more upset the more I think about it. And that's because of, you know, my teammates and trying to put myself in that emotion or in that situation that they've described emotionally. And then knowing more than that, I think the thing that f***s me up, honestly, to be quite frank, is knowing that I don't know exactly, I don't know what that feels like. I think it's very, very important that that two things should be true. That you know, I think you let due process work and information to be gathered to appropriately project an opinion.
Should try that, please.
However, I can't get away from the fact of what I know their experience to be.
There you go. Mike me down yesterday.
You know what? One of the things that really upsets me even more is why are the athletes and all the parties that be talking about due process, wait until all the facts come out and all of this, yet the police union is already out and has already, you know, decided that his guys weren't at fault. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. He could have very easily, or she, whoever it was, could have very easily said, let me see the video, let's get the footage, and we'll, you know, have something to say after that. Why does it seem like in this situation that the coach and the players were the voice of reason throughout all this?
Yeah.
Right? That cannot, when you are trained and you are a professional and it is your job to de-escalate situations, I would like anybody to go anywhere to see that video and tell me, how was this accomplished? How the people responsible for de-escalating a situation and for the police union person to say the cop felt threatened, again, I would like them to put up the video and say, where? Did he feel threatened when he was banging on the window? Did he feel threatened when he snatched Tyreek out of the car? When he threw him to the ground and put his knee in his back? Or did the other guy feel threatened when he clipped him and took him back on the curb? Tell me when the police officer felt threatened. Because it's ridiculous. You think you could come out here and say anything and the video shows something else and you can get away with that nonsense? That's a damn shame that you think these people go just listen to whatever you have to say. What you should have said was, you know what? Let's investigate it. Let's get to the bottom of it together.
The Dolphins did put out a statement yesterday. I won't read the whole thing because it is pretty, but they said, they said we're saddened by the overly aggressive and violent conduct directed towards Tyreek Hill, Calais Campbell, and Jonnu Smith, and by the police officers before yesterday's game. It's maddening and heartbreaking to watch the very people we trust to protect our community use such unnecessary force and hostility towards these players. And yet it's also a reminder that not every situation ends like this in peace. We're grateful that this one did. What if I wasn't Tyreek Hill is a question that will carry the resounding impact. They say we're proud and to have a strong, positive relationship with Miami-Dade Police Department and other law enforcement agencies, and recognize the vast majority of officers do serve the community with the utmost character and desire to protect all citizens. However, as is on full display in the video released tonight, there are some officers who mistake their responsibility and commitment to serve with misguided power. And while we commend MDPD for taking the right necessary action quickly to release this footage, we also urge them to take equally swift and strong action against the officers who engage in such despicable behavior.
There you go. There you go. And that's it. Like, you have to understand, every time an athlete does something wrong, everybody stands up. We turn on the TV. We turn on the news. Everybody stands up on their podium and want action right away. You know it. Everybody knows it. Whether you know the truth or not, you hear a story, you want action. You want something done. Now you want us to wait? Now you, oh, I put him on administrative leave. Oh, he's behind a desk. So that means that that guy's going to be back on the street at some point. Now, I'm going to ask everybody out there. You driving your car. You get stopped for an infraction. You don't do a little sign of the cross and hope that guy ain't stopping you. Now, why is he still on the street? When you know that behavior is not allowed. So, go ahead. Y'all go ahead. Let's wait. Like the police officer said. Like the union guy said. He felt threatened. Like, I'm tell you what. I tell you what, there's probably some situations out there where somebody walk up to your car and start banging on your window like that and get shot.
Where were they threatened? Like,
that's threatened. Tyreek was more threatened than he was. He wondered why he ain't rolling the window down. He came out and said as much. Why are you banging on my window? I thought you was crazy. And then the other little side comments that you made. Stop crying.
Did you get ear surgery?
Did you get ear surgery? He said, I just had knee surgery. You should have got ear surgery. Yeah, all that.
Maybe he'll take administrative.
I want to know who's the person in that police union that defended that? Because right now you're making all police look like that type of behavior is okay.
Yep.
So good for you, sir. Good for you.
Kind of feel like we know that this all has been damage is done, my friend. But still a Tuesday. We do have to play that. That is our game, you know. But I want to say, like, look, there's a lot of hostility right now, which is always, of course. You know, it's very unfortunate times right now. I'll tell you one place you don't want hostility.
Where is that?
The bedroom. And let me tell you something, guys. If you guys aren't getting off to the start that you want, try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So the great thing is it's online. No doctor's visits, no pharmacy, no weird conversation. It gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package, and I got a deal for all our listeners out there, all right? You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SHOWPONY. Use that at checkout. You pay just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Go to BlueChew.com today. Use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, the damage done.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. You know, it's funny.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
So somebody said we like abusing ourselves. And mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we opened up the text line.
The Kendall Toyota text line.
Yes, which we never look at.
Somebody right? asked me over the weekend, like, hey, come on, you know, I'm a listener. I don't YouTube, but he's like, I like to communicate with you guys. I want to text.
Right.
And text line's back open, ladies and gentlemen. 305-567-0560.
Somebody said, why weren't you this mad with Scottie Scheffler? I was.
Yes, he was.
But I will say this. I wasn't as mad for this reason. When it came out, they said the reason why he was arrested and he wasn't dragged to the damn ground.
Right.
Right? He was gingerly walked to jail. Is because they said he dragged a cop. Remember the story came out that he dragged the cop and the guy said, ruined my pants and all this stuff, and then find out the guy was lying.
Luis likes to fish, says, I missed the text line. Well, it's back open now. You can
so
text.
That's why I was annoyed because he said they are protecting that entrance
mm-hmm.
for the athletes, for the golfers to go in. And one guy was waving him through. And another guy, the guy that jumped on his car, is the one that stopped him. So he kept going because the one guy told him to go. So it was a little bit of a different situation, right? Now, they didn't give a damn neither because they say, I don't care who it is, he going to jail.
Right.
So, like, yeah. But you got to kind of know when you have a tag on your car that says golfer and you're blocking the entrance of the golf course.
But I will say you've noticed how many more people called that cop an idiot than these cops an idiot.
Right. Right.
With Scotty Scheffler getting arrested.
Oh, yeah. That
more
guy.
More people were mad at law enforcement than the idiot with his $80 pants getting ruined.
Exactly.
And look, man, like this is the thing that sucks is because, like, it feels almost like you got to put this caveat of, like, hey, yeah, there's a ton of cops you respect. You're putting your life on the line. There's a lot of people who suck in every profession. And a lot of people who ruin it. And this was really poorly handled. Really poorly handled. And I don't know how many times you know people got to get their eyes open up to it. And especially, you know, in the black community, how many of you guys got to say, like, you see?
Right.
But, like, even when you don't see.
Hey, but here's the deal.
And it's wild to me to say, like, you know, like the big ones, like, roll the windows down, bro. Let me tell you something, dude. Here's the other thing. He rolls that window down. He's still getting snatched out of that car. I'm telling you right now.
They didn't even give him a chance to step out the car when he asked him to get out the car.
Which he said he was going to do.
All right, I am. And then after
he said, it ain't fast enough.
What is he, Sonic the Hedgehog? Well, he kind of is Sonic. I mean, he's very fast. He is very fast. But then he had his seatbelt on, which you asked him to put on the seatbelt.
And right. The other thing, he also, because, you see, he had to divulge probably private information. Nobody knew that Tyreek had surgery. Did you know that Tyreek had surgery?
I didn't know that he had surgery.
Did you know that Tyreek had surgery?
No, I didn't.
Right? Did he have to let the cop know? But no, in a situation like that, you're saying anything right now. You're telling all the truth. Now the league knows. Oh wait, Tyreek had an injury.
Man,
it's just like that's a, see, we made fun of the Scotty cop because the way they explained it, it sounded ridiculous.
Oh well, the way what's his name, was it Daniel Jeremiah? Or who was there?
Jeff Darlington.
Jeff Darlington. I'm sorry. Jeff Darlington was there. Yeah. The way he was breaking it down, it was like, I've never seen anything like this.
Because the Scotty Scheffler thing is also, like, there's a patented, like, ridiculousness to it, you know? Right.
Because one guy was waving him on, and another guy ran and jumped on his car and said, stop! Right.
This is upsetting because it's like, again, it does feel like a black athlete, great car, speeding, okay, but a wild overreaction to a guy speeding and saying that he didn't comply. And so what's that? What's the reward for that? Face on the pavement, horse collar tackle, and also we're going to put your giant teammate who's man of the year in handcuffs for just checking on his friend.
Right. Like that. That's the thing. Usually when somebody pulls up, and this is the honest truth. Usually if somebody comes and pulls up and they say, hey, I'm his friend, another cop will come over and explain what happened. That's the same thing happened to Jeff Darlington. The cop came over and said, hey, he's going to jail. Very calmly. It wasn't aggressive. You get out of here or you're going to get arrested too. He said, I need you to step back. He's going to jail. Right? Like, but.
He was calm because he still had his pants. Mine were ruined.
Right. Like, it was, and for people to think, like, dude, when you get a speeding ticket, first of all, for just a speeding ticket, no cop has ever come to your door and banged on the window like that guy was banging on the door. Second of all, once you give your information, he normally goes back to his car and pull up all your stuff. This guy kept jawing with Tyreek. So why was he really getting his information? What was he really going to do? And then when Tyreek said, I'm getting out, he yanked him out of the car. So, like, when people say y'all should just listen to the cops, that pisses me off because there was nothing that Tyreek could have did that would have stopped that cop. You could tell by the way he went and chased Tyreek down that he was going over there and he had intentions, right? It just looked that way. He was very aggressive from the middle, from the beginning. So, like, yeah, I don't know how to deal with that because you know what? Yeah, it's not all cops. I know cops, right? I know they do a lot of stuff in the community, both on and off the job. I know that. I said, but when you have anybody in your, any of your peers, I don't care if it's the union, I don't care if it's other cops, I don't care if it's your captain, I don't care who it is, coming out and defending those actions in any way, then we all look at all of you like that. And I know it's not fair, but how do you want us to do it? If it's not everybody, separate yourself from it. And that's what you have to do.
Can I give you my damage is done?
Well, I already did. That's my damage. Oh, my damage is done. It's this whole situation that we've been talking
fair
about.
Enough. Fair enough.
So you can give me my damage is done.
My damage is done goes to death because we lost one of the great actors voices.
Oh, no. We lost Darth Vader.
James Earl Jones passing away at the age of 93. A legend.
Yep. Right. You know what my damage was done? I got another one.
Go ahead.
Vlad. Taking the show bits to the locker room.
No, that's a point. Dude, what
give
you
yourself, give yourself a point, too. Give yourself a point. Hey, dude, wait.
Wow.
Oh, you can hear the background. You know, some would say you beat science. We're like, no, a show bit. Right.
Listen, as soon as I heard Vlad bring show bits to the locker, I said, I'm getting Mike B to voice this. I'm getting Mike B to voice this. Yeah. We got an official sounder now for Vlad. Mike B. Amante giving him the point. Let's do that one more time, Vlad. Just so people know.
Point.
Oh, you got it.
Yep.
Yeah, you got it. I feel honored. I feel honored.
Well, I'm sorry. Look, when
Hal from the West Palm Beach Post was talking about the leg, because we already asked him questions, so a lot of the media members are just now coming to him to ask him the questions. And it's when he talked about the leg, is it going to be ready for Thursday night? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, Tobin just is like,
you
got to understand, if you saw me, like, a smile came on my face while I'm asking him the question. I'm like,
I can hear it.
Some would say that. Some would say that. You beat science.
Oh my God.
And then he laughed and he was like, no, I didn't beat science. I got to thank God. And I'm like, but when I said it, you should have seen all the mics, like get right to the, like, oh. right to his face. So
good.
So, yes.
Well done.
And here's the thing.
Yep.
After seeing the tweet where you actually, finally, Leroy gave Tobin his credit. You said it's on social media.
No, I said, I don't know about being signed, but the boy good. He good.
You were impressed.
I was impressed.
Game one. It is a really, like, all jokes aside, what an amazing, cool story to come back from that.
It really is.
And, like, he was wreaking havoc in that game.
It is. That part of it is amazing, right? The fact that we sitting here having a conversation about a guy, because I'm going to tell you right now, he looked a lot better than Aaron Rodgers on that same Achilles.
Wait, it was an Achilles injury, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he didn't, you know, maybe the ayahuasca takes a little longer to kick in.
I mean, when you're 25 and chisel like that.
He doesn't look like he reacts like other humans do. Like, he doesn't look like.
Hey, to be honest with you, even his scar healed. I don't even see a scar.
It's crazy.
But I will say this. Aaron looked better than Kirk.
Oh, dude, Kirk looked bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Everybody was excited about that offense, too. They're like, we got Kirk Cousins, baby. You know? Yeah. Maybe that GM wasn't so crazy, taking Penix. Although the rookies weren't looking good this
week. I mean, maybe. Penix is old as hell. So,
that is true.
Like, it ain't like you getting a...
He's an old rookie.
Yeah, what's his name? He's Chris Winkie.
Took him a while to beat science.
Somebody say Kirk is doo-doo. Must be a Falcons fan.
You got a damage is done, Vlad?
The Jets defense.
Hey, done. Hey,
that was
dunzo.
That's what Jets the D for defense meant. Dunzo. Oh my God! Like who that was bad.
Who do you think
and
is going to take?
Keep in mind, though, Vlad, that running back was really good.
No, listen, he fits the system, yeah. But it's just you start looking at things. It's like, damn,
Mike McDaniel, Kyle Shanahan knows this defense very well because they practiced against it. So when you got guys that practice against the defense, they know the weaknesses. Like Kyle Shanahan, looking at him, first of all, he looks like a 1980 Miami Vice Coke dealer that should be sailing on a boat.
Like, I agree with that.
I didn't like that. He has a picture with Rick Ross, disgusted with. You saw that picture?
I didn't see that.
Oh, there's a picture. I'll send it. There's a picture of Rick Ross and Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan looks like he's trying to be Joaquin Phoenix's stunt double in the new Joker movie. That's how bad he looks. But anyway, they just manhandled that team.
Yeah.
Manhandled.
I would say.
You're not supposed to get manhandled.
They attacked the same areas of the field.
Yeah, what is this?
Because you know they do that cover too, right? Because they think they can get there with the pass rush. They attacked the middle of the field. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
It was pretty amazing. And then that was going to leave them easy to go over the middle, and they started finding Kittle. They find Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings is a hell of a player, by the way.
Hey, can I tell you something that kind of bugs me?
He gets lost, right?
Right. He gets lost because of Ayuk and Debo. But that's Brock Purdy's third down guy. If you remember the Super Bowl and last night's game. But yeah, Jets defense damage is done.
Can I tell you something? I don't think I've ever seen Kyle Shanahan without a hat.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it looked weird.
Really bugs me out, dude. I don't like this at all.
He looks like a 1980 Miami Vice villain.
It's
Let me see.
Look at him.
Why is he? Hey. First of all, I didn't know Rick Ross was that short.
I don't know.
Holy smokes. Why is he?
Yeah, why does he look like that?
Wait, does he have? Oh, I thought he had a. Oh, no.
Am I lying when I say he looks
no, like... No! First of all, the white suit.
The white suit.
Very confused by
you
this.
You don't wear a white suit and accessorize with brown like that. Yeah, that's a no-no.
Yeah. What? And he definitely looks like he was in that firster, you know? Big grains falling. He's like, hey, going out with the wife for a good time with Ricky Rose, you got some of that firster? You got it. There's some big grains falling. He goes, you got another $3 million for me to be the O-line coach?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you need $3 million to coach Trent Williams?
No.
I feel like he just Trent Williams is it. He's a monster.
Yeah.
Monsters, man. By the way, I
like the tackles did well against those two guys, the Dolphins tackles.
They did. They graded really highly, too.
Now, this week is going to be a little different because it's coming up the middle.
Rousseau, what are you going to do about former UM?
Rousseau, yeah.
He had three sacks. Against Arizona on
I think
on
same type of thing. You're gonna do the same type of thing. I would probably be a little more creative with how I get the ball outside, right? Instead of just those handoffs or tosses. What I would do is I'd take Jonnu Smith or who's the other Durham Smythe,
mm-hmm.
and I would put them and motion them in. Have them crack down on, you know, pull the tackle around and run the outside play like that so you don't have any penetration.
It's for our video audience, by the way. You guys can see the Shanahan look. Why does he look like that?
What I'm saying, guys.
It's weird. Man, crazy.
So
you lost to that guy?
He's holding a lot of weight.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.